Let me explain my formula in more detail. Now, while there are four fundamentals, I define tennis into three areas as well. The physical area, this involves balance, grips, and strokes, and also the intellectual and emotional areas. The intellectual area, of course, involves the strategic, and the strategy is dependent to a very great extent on the emotional area.
Can you explain strategy and emotion as they relate to each other?
Well, basically, strategy and emotion are similar to offense and defense. Here we run smack into the first misconception of the game. Yet, for all beginners and many intermediates, should be enough to do the thing, rather than keep doing good. Understanding the subtle difference of this philosophy takes an intellectual and emotional attitude that is famous in more than 90% of players in these categories. Defeat an opponent in his offense. The unreturnable serve, rushing on after a forehand, or backhand volley placement, the overhead smash to the corner, scorching down the stairs. In other words, I'm saying most players play too offensively. They tend to play beyond their ability to control the balance and try to play beyond their capabilities. So, as a result, I'm trying to get their opponents in effect, beat themselves because of an unacceptable number of errors. Instead, they should take a more cautious approach to playing the ball. Safety, and above all, staying away from the net position is, of course, important.
Well, I must say, I've never heard this explained quite the same way. It's different.
Well, different or not, it's the same as what we do. The more often you keep the ball in play, the more you learn about this approach. Besides, in keeping the ball in play, you face an emotional stress. Chances are, they will try to escape from the net. This keeps the racket head fairly perpendicular throughout the stroke. This is the correct way to impart topspin.